Sorry, I think they had another refrain, but.
Okay, well, you can do that.
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know those words.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of the crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God has sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." It happened that one of the 12, Thomas, nicknamed Didymus, or twin, was absent when Jesus came. The other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen Jesus." Thomas's answer was, "I will never believe it without putting my finger in the nail marks and my hand into his spear wound." On the eighth day, the disciples were once more in the room, and this time Thomas was with them. Despite the locked doors, Jesus came in and stood there before them, saying, "Peace be with you." Then to Thomas, Jesus said, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand in my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said in response, "My Savior and my God." Jesus then said, "You have become a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs as well, signs not recorded here in the presence of the disciples. But these have been recorded to help you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the only begotten, so that by believing, you may have life in Jesus' name. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
I'd like to start today by sharing a short reading from a former Methodist preacher and biblical scholar I follow. His name is Derek Penwell, who calls his Substack "Heretic Adjacent," next to a heretic, maybe not quite there yet. Yesterday's stack was titled, "We Got It Backwards." Referring to Easter, Derek says, "We treat Easter in our culture like a one-day event. Sunrise service, too much chocolate, ham, maybe a new outfit, and then back to ordinary time. We act like resurrection is a finish line rather than a starting line. The church knew better, which is why the liturgical year keeps time differently from the rest of the world." Eastertide runs 50 days from Resurrection Sunday to Pentecost. 50 days of living inside the claim that death doesn't get the last word. 50 days of practicing what it looks like to be people who refuse to be governed by fear. Derek continues, I need those 50 days right now. I suspect you do too. Because when Easter collapses into a single morning, resurrection becomes sentimental, a pastel rendering of the world. It shrinks to become the kind of faith that feels good on Sunday, but offers nothing useful by Monday when the news is already terrible again, and cruelty seems freshly organized, and the folks with power are using it to hurt people without it. But Easter as a season, that's a story we can live inside of. That's something that can hold us. The earliest followers of Jesus didn't walk away from the empty tomb with their problems solved and a spring in their step. They walked away confused, frightened, facing the same empire that had just crucified their teacher, their friend. What changed after Easter was not their circumstances so much as their orientation to their circumstances. So thank you to Derek for this Easter reflection. And I ask you, how, where, when did the disciples of Jesus change their orientation from fear to following Jesus with courage and faith? I submit it changed with the words we just heard in today's gospel. They were changed, truly changed for life by Jesus walking through those locked doors. Wounds still fresh, breathing new life and hope and peace into them. The words of peace. And now I'd like to say to you, wow, what a week to preach. Easter, divine mercy, atop threats of potential annihilation of an ancient civilization, war, fear of impending disaster, and Jesus entering locked doors saying, peace be with you. More than once in today's gospel, Jesus walked in. Peace be with you. And today, a worldwide day of prayer for peace, led by Pope Leo IV. Did anyone participate in the live stream and watch? So we have Nan and Marianne and myself. Wow. What a moment. Would either of you be willing to say what struck you most? Mother Christie can bring the mic. You don't have to. I know I'm putting you on the spot because there's only a couple of you. I thought there might have been more. But if anyone heard about it, read about it, or especially experienced it on the live stream, would any of you like to say a few words about what that event meant to you? Nan, thank you.
I actually had checked email, so I knew about it. It was really inspiring. To see all those people and everybody praying for the same thing, praying for peace, that this crazy war will end for good. And that any other war going on will also end. So it just felt really good to kind of be part of, knowing you were part of not just the people that were there in St. Peter's, but knowing that there were people around the world who, like myself, were participating. It was really a glorious moment.
Thank you, Nan. Anybody else? Well, Marianne?
I agree with everything that Nan said. And as I told Mother Alice, I was so proud of my Italian heritage that I could pray in Italian with them. And I didn't understand all the words, but it was enough that I knew what was going on.
Thank you, Mary Ann. And although I didn't understand the Italian and kind of thought that they were actually speaking in Latin and that I was understanding because I knew Spanish a little bit, some of it, I decided to switch to another YouTube channel that had an English translator who was just beautiful, who translated a few moments after each thing happened and kind of told everybody what was going on in English. So I want to tell you what I was struck with. I was struck by the strong words of Pope Leo, which seemed directed clearly to the leaders of the world, and in particular to the leaders of our own country, to stop war and to start relationships, to encounter people. But what I remember most, what moved me most, what unlocked the doors of the part of my heart that can feel hopeless when listening to the news, was the streaming chat alongside the live broadcast. Flowing quickly with comments, prayers, greetings in many different languages, from Mandarin to Polish, from Italian to Slavic languages, scrolling by fast. Sometimes one could hardly read, but with words of hope, compassion, mercy, prayer, connection, and true belief in the risen Lord that united every one of the millions of viewers across the continents and across the globe that we saw so magnificently portrayed by the Artemis crew this week. One could not help but think of that picture and Commander Reed talking about the world as one and without boundaries when one watched that post just stream by with flags from all over the world, with prayer signs, with hearts, seeing the word peace, 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 just move forward. Those chat posts, along with the prayer, unlock the door of my heart and spoke the words of Jesus right to my soul, peace be with you. You are not alone. Sometimes we hear the loudest, the noisiest, the bombs louder than we hear the power that is among people of goodwill and believers in our risen Lord. We are so numerous across the globe, and not just believers in the risen Lord. Believers, there were people of all faiths streaming on that chat. I'm Muslim. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to see your words of peace. It's just countless different religious people of all types, rabbis saying, thank you for doing this. We're watching too. We're united in prayer with you for this. There are people of good hearts and good faith all over the world. And so we do have reason to hope that goodness can abound. So let's see. I kind of also have to admit I really liked the connection to the Chicago Pope. It was like one of the first times I saw him, and to have a Pope from the United States, it was a big deal. It was standing up against the empire. It was the disciples saying, this is not Jesus. The way we're doing this, regardless of your political beliefs, And believe me, I thought long and hard about preaching this from the pulpit, but this has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with what Jesus taught, Jesus said, Jesus invited us to do. Peace be with you. So, the important thing to remember here too that came up in this talk was that peace starts here. It doesn't start out there. You know, it's so easy for all of us to get so worked up and so angry to see these bombs and to know of the destruction. And yet, if we examine our hearts, can we see that we maybe have hurt someone more than we ever intended, and that thinking of our own good, putting the good of others aside. So we come humbly and say, God, change us all, not just them, but change us from the inside out. Help us practice peace every day. As we look at ourselves, let us love ourselves. As we look at those with whom we live and work and pray and spend our days, let us extend ourselves further and further and further in love and peace and practice, instead of snipping when we want to snip and when we're angry and out of sorts to retort back with sarcasm. You know, sarcasm has really got a place in hell and in our culture, and it can wound much more deeply than we ever give it credit for. So maybe look at your language and ours. You know, am I sarcastic with anybody? And how can I maybe be more gentle, more honest, more straightforward rather than sarcastic? But I'm preaching to the choir. I know each of you seeks holiness, seeks peace with all your hearts. And I know that all of us have more work to do. And so today, let us be with Jesus. Let us be peace. Offer peace and call for peace as we celebrate together our risen Lord on the second week of Easter, on the Feast of Divine Mercy, and as we rise and fall and rise again, all 50 days of this Easter season and for the rest of our lives. Amen.
Amen.